is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the show. Anyway, a lot of things going on. There's no doubt about it. And just the death toll just continues to rise and rise and rise and rise from the fires out here in California. 66 dead so far, but the bigger number, which is the number that we predicted on November 8th, is at 600, and I believe 31. They're saying 631. And that really comes from Sheriff Corey Honey, who is the sheriff of Butte County right there in Paradise. And that's actually, the county seat is Oroville, California. Yeah, you know, the infamous Oroville Dam. It's all right there. And by the way, there's speculation. They're burning it out so that they can get the gold. And there may be some truth to that, because that's probably one of the most gold-laden areas on the planet. You know, I think the largest gold nugget was actually pulled right out of Magalia there. It was 1850. In fact, it's kind of interesting. You walk around with the sheriffs up there in Butte County. I've known many of them and did a lot of work up there because I was a school administrator there in Oroville. And they have these patches, and it says established, EST, 1850. Now, I know on the East Coast you've got 1730 and things like that. I understand that. But, you know, out here in California, it's reminiscent. And brings you back to the gold rush days, you know, the 49ers and all that good stuff. That's where the San Francisco 49ers get their name. I know it's a historical, iconic terminology, but that's where it comes from. The 1849 gold rush of California, one of humanity's greatest surges, if you will, migrations, kind of like the migrants coming across the border right now, right in mass. All those men, all those nice husky men ready to take up, you know, take the United States back to Honduras with them. I guess, you know, one of those kind of things. We got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. I did spend several hours actually up in the Chico and Paradise area. I got some very, very compelling footage on YouTube, and we will be producing a sort of a, well, I guess about a 7-8 minute clip of what I saw and where I went. Very, very, all I can say is you've seen pictures of Hiroshima. That's what it is. And right now they are coming up to the number, basically, that I predicted that there would be as many as 1,000 people that are going to perish. Those numbers are not fooling anybody right now. There's an estimated 631 people that are not accounted for in the fire. That number will grow because what they're doing, and they're being very thorough about this, and by the way, we'll be putting out the telephone numbers once again for everybody. It'll be up on our website. Back, by the way, the website's back up. Isn't it convenient? You know, as all of you know, the history of Agenda 21 Radio, we did the massive exposure of what was going on in Jerry Brown's attempt to mass murder 1 million people here in California with the Oroville Dam debacle a little over a year ago. It's funny how God takes you to different places, and I found myself the day before the dam almost broke on top of the dam, watching the water over top the dam, which is kind of interesting. And that's, you know, you just don't forget those kind of things, to see nature, to see water. I mean, you go to the ocean and you see the force of, you know, that in the ocean, but you see it in a reservoir and coming right at you, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour. It's such the enormity of it all. But yeah, that was that incident. And then they have this incident, you know. And of course, Jerry Brown is saying, blaming it on climate change. I want you to all listen to this narrative that they have out there about climate change. And really what they're saying in that everything, and when you read articles about how there's fires in California, how there's this fire and that fire, and it's all attributable to climate change. It's all climate change. It's all climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change. And I read about a dozen articles yesterday, and they're all saying that. Well, that is the narrative. Oh, really? Yeah. So climate change starts the fires. See, again, we talked about this yesterday. And the day before it. So our narrative is, who starts the fires, right? Isn't there a Billy Joel song or something like that? But who starts the fires? Hello? And no one knows, because you know why? Cal Fire, who's responsible for, and some of the U.S. Forest Service, no one knows how they got started. Shocking. It was climate change. I'm telling you, it was spontaneous generation, and climate change started all those fires. Yeah. So anyway, they don't like the fact that we have been outing them at every turn, and we're outing them again for their lying that you're doing right now with this narrative. And we're here to try and straighten out the narrative, just tell you the truth that, yeah, who does start the fire? We're just asking the question. Come on. Who starts the fires? Who starts the fires? And why are these fires, what's the deal? Is it spontaneous generation that starts up? And again, that old medieval terminology that we're talking about, that's an old church thing, how life spontaneously generated from mud. Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll get that one. But, you know, and I'm not talking about the Adam and Eve scenario. I'm talking about another so-called church scientific explanation. Let's put it that way, church scientific explanation as opposed to scientific explanation. Then you go back to Copernicus and all these other folks who got, you know, persecuted by the church for their thought. Hello. The world is flat, as you know. But anyway, so this is the dilemma that they have right now in California, here out here in California, just a few miles from here. By the way, the President of the United States will be landing at Beale Air Force Base, and Beale Air Force Base is approximately about 10 miles from my house. It's going to be very interesting. We will be on scene. We have a junket that we will be ourselves and a couple of other news agencies, actually, these are big ones, that have asked us to come along and be, well, I said, sure, we'll come. Of course, you have to give an interview. No issues there. We'll do that. But getting back to our website, you know, it's convenient we produced our, and you can see this on our website, the video that we shot on November 8th. And I want you to go and watch it. And now it's the 16th. You know, we're a week and a day plus now in this fire scenario. The fire is still going. It's about 38% or something like that contained as of yesterday. It might probably a little bit more now. But the bottom line is that everything I said in the video is still holding strong. And that's the scary thing. Our numbers are correct. In fact, we may be down. We may be down numbers. There may be more than 1,000. There may be more like 1,500. And that's really hard to say. Because we do in our organization, NewCaliforniaState.com, in the New California Movement, we have all of our people accounted for. Thank God we got the last two accounted for last night. We got that on the road. I was just literally leaving Paradise. I was driving down the Skyway, and it came across. I got a call that we had found the last two. They were safe, and they were actually at a home in the nearby area. So all that was working out really, really good. And you know, that's a very, very positive thing, obviously. Very positive thing. I think we're coming up to the break. Okay, Scott Adams is going to be joining us in the next segment. In the B block. In the B block. And we have a lot to say, of course, about what that Hiroshima of the West Coast looks like. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're waiting for Scott Adams to join us here, so we'll monitor that situation and see what's going on. You just never know. But I was going to get back into the interesting thing that when we put out the videotape that we're talking about that predicts everything and we're accurate on it 100%, we were taken down. We were taken down and of course, little wonder why, you know, we were taken down by the powers that be. And even our company people struggled to get it back going. I mean, it was a deep thing. And, you know, they just didn't want us out there, right? Well, we got out there anyway. you know, the futility of their attempts to stop us is just absolutely, I think, amazing. But the bottom line is we were successful and we were getting our message out and a lot more attention. I think it brought more attention to us because we were down. People were just, I mean, it was just a bevy of flooding, if you will, of people that were wanting to know what was going on. So they actually created more attention, and now we're back, and we're getting more and more. The people are slamming us. In fact, what was going on that Friday, I think when we crashed, is that we had, I guess, information overload on our server, which is nice, and we appreciate the thousands of people that were going to the website. And obviously, this is an important story. We understand this. This is really a story that tells you about the operation of the real deep state and the monstrosity of it all. And I know I'm sitting here just as, you know, sober as possible. And, yeah, by the way, slamming down the coffee. it was a late night, and we had a great conversation about New California, about our response to things. And I'll kind of give you a heads up. I'll give you the groundswell information that actually I developed in my hours up there yesterday. Going to be going back up tomorrow. The president will be on the scene. And I think it's very, very appropriate that the president see the devastation that was caused by Jerry Brown and the climate scaremongers, the people who don't know anything about climate themselves, probably can't even tell you about what the element carbon is. those folks, yeah, those guys are the pseudoscientists that are out there running amok. And they've caused great devastation here. There's no question about it. They are responsible. Let's get this going, because it's very true. There's no denying that Jerry Brown actively has engaged in the process of enhancing, if you will, the fuel on the floor of the forest and the chaparral all throughout California. He has suppressed the suppression. In other words, he has vetoed bills outright that would allow for money to be used by the CAL FIRE and other groups to clear up the slash, if you will, and clear out all the debris in the forest. I mean, and of course, the logging industry has been totally decimated in California, and because of the radical environmentalists. And we're worried about spotted owls when we've got plenty of spotted owls. We're worried about water when we got plenty of. Oh, by the way, in water concerns. That don't really matter if you're a cartel member, right? So Jerry Brown opens the door for the cartels by destroying a fabulous law enforcement agency with the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement that was, I believe, started in 1927 in California and was doing a fantastic job suppressing and keeping out the Mexican cartels from growing marijuana out here in the wildlands. And, of course, that's a terrible problem up there right now. They're having all kinds of problems in that area. Why? Because of the cartel folks running around on the little ATVs, and they don't know, you know, the law enforcement has to chase after these people. But these are people who are trying to see what happened to their marijuana fields and their grows. I mean, it's just, and of course, they're creating all kinds of dangers for themselves and others, I might add, up in that area. That's a problem for law enforcement. But Jerry Brown allowed for these cartels to come in. He and Kamala Harris, she's just as culpable for the multi-billion-dollar industry that exists by raping California wildlands. That's what they're doing. I mean, and the toxicity that is up there in the Sierras and all over the place, in the Sierra foothills and the coastal lands, with these marijuana grows, is the destruction from the chemicals and the pesticides and getting in the watershed is just unbelievable. But Jerry Brown, it's okay if it's Jerry Brown's cartel buddies, right? It's okay for them to destroy the environment, but it's not, you know, for us, we have to preserve it and make it more fuelable when fires come and fires rage. And of course, that's why these fires burn so hot and heavy today. This is basic forest management 101. Yet he refuses to fund it. He refuses to acknowledge its existence. So what do you say after 30 years and then his years in the last 8 years of all of a sudden, you know, the fires start to rage and it's climate change? Climate change did all that? No. Poor forest management did that. Irresponsibility did that. We learned, and you learned yesterday that and we talked about it. We read the story from Katie Grimes that he deliberately vetoed a bill recently that would bring money to these agencies so they could clear out the slash, they could clear up the forest, and you wouldn't have these hot burns going on. And in Magalia and in Paradise, they needed it, and it wasn't there. It wasn't there. And now we have over 631, by the claiming of the sheriff. That number is continuing to rise, as you know. I think they found seven more yesterday. It was interesting to see. I do want to say high praise to the National Guard that is there. The Guard is present. The Guard is visible up in the areas. And I welcome them with open arms. I think they're very, very good support for the law enforcement agencies up there, and they're providing good services. There's about 100 of them out there right now. You'll see the pictures of them with their white suits on, and they're looking for bodies. And here's the problem. We're now into this day 8. And as I went down and looked at the services available to people that are still out in the elements, and last night it got very, very cold in the area. When I left there at about 5 o'clock, it was already 48 degrees in Chico. And a lot of people were out in the Walmart parking lot, and the cry was for blankets. So there's a lot of people still struggling. There's a lot of people now. We understand that there's churches now being quarantined because of disease. You know, when you get a couple hundred people, several hundred people in one place at one time like that, then these diseases are starting to popping up now, and that's starting to happen. Now, we're not going to give you the whole dialogue about what the diseases are right now, but the first wave of diseases that are starting to settle in some of these churches, and they're being quarantined, they're being watched. In fact, you can't get in. We have some people that are providing services that we are aware of to these churches and to these organizations. So we're starting to see that. Now, there are hundreds of people scattered throughout the, well, there's about 20,000, 27,000 people, they say, are displaced, and I believe it. And I'll talk about why they're displaced, because there's nothing up there. There is nothing up there. Nothing. There's a few buildings. And there's even a few trees and stuff. The problem with the trees is they look alive, some of them. They're dead. Just a matter of time before they really fall. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And I think we have Scott Adams. Are you there, Scott? No, he's not. Okay, so anyway, we'll just move on. I think we're having some sort of issues. I don't know what they are. It could be technical again. We've been having all kinds of glitches. And of course, as you know, they took us down for days on our website, which is kind of interesting. But we're back, and of course the truth is coming out. You can no longer hide the massacre that was created by Jerry Brown. He's a megalomaniac, and I think as soon as people start to realize that, I think most people are, this man is out of control, and he's a megalomaniac, and he's murdering people. And that's really what we have up there. It's gross mass murder. And we haven't seen something like this since Jonestown, I guess, right? When one man controlled so many people, and nearly 900-some people died. Wonder what the linkage is to Jonestown and Paradise. Some of you people will figure it out. But the situation is, I think, very, very dire, and this is the problem that we have up there. Now that the failure of the Brown administration to act properly and engage with the public, this Office of Emergency Services in California and in scattered out throughout the cities is a joke. Slow to react, did not react, provides zero services, even to this day. Minimal. We don't know what they do. I don't know what they do. Coordinate. What do they coordinate? Paperwork? That's basically it. You know, I know that they were the last to respond when the Oroville Dam happened. I mean, so how much credibility do these folks have? And this is the main agency. They're large and they're in charge. They're a bureaucracy. Yes. And we're going to react and help the people. BS. The Office of Emergency Services in California failed to act under Jerry Brown. And, you know, these things keep cropping up. If it's not that they failed to act here, they failed to act there. You know, they suppressed the suppression bills that would act as to supply money to clear out the slash and all the extra biomass in the forest and in the chaparral regions. And what's a person to think after a while? And now we have over reported by the sheriff 631 missing. At least, and you know, the number count is up to 66, and probably much more than that. I mean, what in the world is going on here, right? What can you possibly deduct from the behavior of this governor? By the way, who got a third and fourth term, and I think unconstitutionally. By the way, he should never have been in here. He drops back in. He was a terrible governor from 1996 to 1976 to 1984. Radical environmentalist. He stopped the water projects, which, of course, if you stop and think about this, he stopped the water projects. And what do we have with Jerry Brown? A huge drought, right? And of course, the laws are all bastardized to suit the narrative. We have a drought. We have a man-made drought. A man-made drought. By who? By him. By his people. By his radical environmentalist. He was a radical environmentalist back in the day. He stopped those water projects. So, you know, you start looking at it and you start realizing maybe there's something else going on here, right? Something more nefarious. And you can't reach any other conclusion. That's why I say this man is out of control. We still have a month and a half of him yet, supposedly. Then it's Gavin Newsom. And what do we have there? Another radical environmentalist. Who, by the way, speaking of voter fraud, I mean, by the way, I don't think there's going to be any Republicans in the House because they've been doing this slow walking business where they're all of a sudden, oh my goodness, they're pulling up provisional ballots in all these races and they're recounting and they're doing this and they're doing the paper shuffle. And, you know, people that were declared winners on Election Day now are, oh, no, we got more over here. We pulled up, and in the trunk of cards, we've got all these other ballots. Hello? And you see, they had to pad the numbers, didn't they? They had to pad the numbers with the foreign nationals, the illegal foreign nationals that are now invading across the border in mass. Bring up those numbers for the voter roll so that they'd have more people. Oh, we have more people on the voter roll now. Because remember, we had 11 districts that, when you look at the assessment of voting in California, complete fraud going on because they had more people voting than they had registered. How did that work? That's because they hustled in the provisional ballots in those areas. Yeah, after the vote. So what do they do? Oh, we have to have numbers to pad that. And that's what's happening right now. several seats have already been that the Republicans only had, I think, 9 seats on election night. Out of 53, and they lost 4 more just yesterday. I mean, because it's Florida all over the place. And it's the same system. Same system in California as it is in Florida. So, but we have a real crisis going on right now in California because the Failure Act, this is Katrina, and they're going to try and blame Donald Trump. That's what the attempt is. No one's doing that, though. No one's falling for it because the problem is, unlike Katrina back in the day and blaming George Bush, in this instance, it's pretty obvious with the record, you know, of the Brown administration deliberately preventing this problem. You know, the preventative maintenance of the forest was not done. In fact, so much, again, deliberately not done. And that's clearly a record of the Brown administration. And then there's the other thing that is clearly evident. And what's clearly evident is the disaster capitalism element of it all. See, they have no narrative there. And then to add insult to injury, when Jerry Brown comes out here and says it's all about climate change, he lost his audience altogether. They screwed up a perfectly good lie. Because remember, it was Gavin Newsom who came out here and first declared, because Brown wasn't around, right? Conveniently, Brown wasn't around. Now, we saw this before in the Oroville Dam situation, that he was hiding under his desk with all the other cockroaches in the world. Remember we said that? And guess what? He wasn't anywhere to be found when, shocked, this fire happened. Shocked, shocked. And now we're shocked that there's a fire down in Malibu. Shocking, shocking. Mm-hmm. I understand they're bringing in supplies by jet ski down there. Yeah, it's very interesting what happened down there. We haven't even done an assessment on that. We're going to. We had a very, very elucidating talks last night on our little communication that we had with everybody in New California about how to respond to the fires. We're going to be doing a response as New California, because, by the way, it's New California burning. All the rural areas of California are burning. Now, this rural versus urban thing comes up now, doesn't it? Yeah. I would proffer to say that the reason why we're burning is we don't have any representation. But we don't. Rural areas of not only California, but the nation don't have representation. No representation for you if you're in the rural areas, right? Right, Virginia? Right, Illinois? Right, Texas? Right, Florida? And Oregon? In Hawaii, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, hopefully getting word that the website's down again. But the radio's not. Okay, so best way to find out about all the news going on in Oroville, Butte County, and Paradise. And Chico is right here on Agenda 21 Radio. I do have to give a shout-out, though, to a radio station, KPAY, in 1290, I believe, in Chico, California. They're doing a fabulous job, by the way, covering this. It's interesting. Now there's, of course, a lot of attention. This is the number one story in the nation, what's going on up there. Big headlines on Drudge this morning. I don't even have it up in front of me. But big headlines on Drudge this morning about this whole situation. What does it say? I'll see if they still have it up. It was up there this morning. Oh, yeah, here we go. California Inferno toll rises to 63. And that's, of course, in Paradise. And then there's three others, I understand, fatalities to make it the down in Southern California. And 600 plus still missing is in a big, bold headline, a big picture. I do have to tell you that one of the most there's been two times in my life where I have just been moved to awness, just awestruck. The first one was at the Oroville Dam, standing on top of the dam and watching the water overtop that dam. Hello. And then yesterday, it was stunning to see so much devastation. And to realize there's hundreds of people still missing, and to walk on the streets and go to the residences of people that I know, and see the homes that I used to go into a lot. In fact, in the New California folks, we did visit one of the residences. You'll see it on the video, which we had numerous meetings for New California State. Isn't that interesting? And a very, very large contingent following in Butte County for New California. Isn't that interesting? But the devastation is just absolutely complete. Now, I do want to caution anybody that's listening to this, do not go up there. Please don't. Don't try to disguise yourself as something. You're going to get stopped. If you don't have the proper credentials, you're going to get stopped, and you should be. And you'll probably get arrested, which you should be. I just say that for your own safety. and everybody else's safety, because it's a toxic environment, completely toxic. A lot of power lines down. The lines are still down, still obstacles to driving. Can't drive down some of these lanes that you used to drive down because, you know, there's power lines right there in your face, right in your windshield pretty much, and there's power lines all over the ground. It's a scene of absolute, utter, complete devastation. Homes just reduced to cinder, like a nuclear bomb. And, you know, Ryan Zinke, who was up there with Jerry Brown the other day, he described it as the worst thing he's ever seen, never saw anything like that in combat. And as I described it at one point, if you've ever gone to Eastern Europe, well, of course, after the wall fell, it was utter devastation in Eastern Europe after World War II and all of Europe in World War II. Complete, utter devastation. And, of course, you've seen pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. And to know that human beings have been reduced to ash, that's the other thing that's really kind of concerning. So when you take a look at the forest management, which has not been there, and by the way, there are some homes that are standing, and shout out to everybody, if you live in an area where there's a lot of chaparral, clear it, because that worked. That absolutely did work. And people know that. It absolutely did work. The clearing of brush and shrubs from the homes, if you had any trees that had overhanging boughs that were over the house, cut it out. Cut them off. Because homes that had very, very good defense against fire survived. And those that didn't. There's no question about it. But there's not a lot of homes standing. There's not a lot of buildings standing. Right now, they're putting the numbers of about anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 structures are gone. So don't go up there. That's the big thing. You have to wear protective gear and masks and so on, because it is toxic. It's a very, very toxic and dangerous environment. And just let the pictures speak for themselves. There's people up there willing to go up and get the pictures and get the information for you and share it and spread it so you can see the carnage that has been brought on us by a very, very demonic person. And that's the only way that you can really look at this. This is something that's been, in my opinion, completely planned. And, of course, we are the Agenda 21 radio show after all. We understand what their plan is, which is depopulation and certainly clearing people out of the rural areas. And basically what they're doing is they're burning us out in rural California. Now, one of the other little gigs that's going on is people who live in these rural areas now no longer can get insurance. And I've talked to a number of insurance people, and they said, we can't cover it. The major companies will not cover the wildlands in California. And you know what one of them told me yesterday over the phone when I was talking to them? Is that they know that California doesn't have fire suppression. And the other one was that they know that Cal Fire is starting the fires themselves. You heard me. When you have Cal Fire starting the fires, that's a problem. And by the way, this is not, excuse me, this is not the first time we've heard this. We've heard this for years, and we've reported it. Yesterday was just another sobering example of it. And why would they do that? There's a lot of money in fighting fires. And who's paying that bill? Well, right now, the federal government is keeping California afloat. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're going to start talking about how these fires get started because, you know, it's spontaneous generation, right? See, that's the narrative out there. Oh, it's climate change starts the fires. I don't know about you, but the last time I lit my fireplace, I had to use something to light it with. I can't just sit there and look at the fireplace, and put my hands up, and go, I can't do that. Make noises or use radio waves. There you go. What about that? Maybe I can use some sort of high-intensity radio waves to make things happen. Or I could probably... How about using the laser sight on my weapon? Maybe that'll cause a fire. There's ways to do it. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21. We're going to try and hook up. I don't know why we're not hooking up here with Scott, but we'll try and get Scott here. And a lot of other things going on. Julian Assange, they're charging him with different things. The Florida recount is now going to be by hand. Apparently, they missed it by 2 minutes, the cutoff. So the election fraud is just continuing. You know, you got to get these guys in, even if they don't win, right? You got to get them in there. And anyway, a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening. And so stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. The state of the future, New California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.